Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The government of the Foundational Coalition is an advanced step in accelerating America's plan to separate Darfur. The Rapid Support Forces, RSF, through their coalition, named the Foundational Sudan Coalition, TESIS, announced on Saturday, July 26, 2025, the appointment of a president and vice president for the Presidential Council and a prime minister, which means the formation of a parallel government to the authority run by the army from Port Sudan in the east of the country. The coalition consists of military, political, and tribal organizations, most notably the Rapid Support Forces and the Sudan People's Liberation Movement, North, where its foundational charter was signed last February in the Kenyan capital, Nairobi. We in Hizb ut-Tahrir Wilayat Sudan have always exposed the American plan and warned the people of Sudan that the war in Sudan has colonial agendas to divide Sudan, behind which stands the head of evil, America, through its agents from the army leaders and the leaders of the RSF. Just as al-Bashir's government separated South Sudan in collusion with the SPLM led by their perished John Garange, today al-Burhan's government, along with the RSF, are moving forward with the Darfur issue in the same plan, through suspicious withdrawals and the handing over of army camps and cities to the RSF and the failure to move the armies or aircraft to end their rebellion. While the Sudanese army is capable of ending the war and liberating the country and the people, if only the reins were released from the hands of those who restrain it. Al-Bashir previously admitted that he passed the separation of the South under American pressure, saying, quote, "The secession of the South was under American pressure, and the American plan is to divide Sudan into five countries." Sputnik, Russian website. After that, the confessions of his regime's pillars and foreign ministers followed, which means they were aware of the plan and were implementing it. Today, the same scenario is being repeated in Darfur, planning its separation through the RSF, which were strengthened under the supervision of army leader al-Burhan. It is truly painful that the head of evil, the Kufr colonialist America, is able to run a war that reaps lives in Sudan through its agents who implement the plan openly, not secretly, publicly, not covertly, assisted by complicit misleading media and mercenary politicians whose only concern is dilapidated seats they sit on, while the colonialist disbeliever controls them. The division of Muslim lands is a great crime, and everyone who participates in it bears the sin. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as narrated by Arfaja ibn As'ad, "Man ataakum wa amrukum jami'un ala rajulin wahid yuridu an yashqa 'asaakum aw yufarriqa jama'atakum faqtuluhu." If someone comes to you while your affair is united under one man and seeks to divide your community or split your unity, kill him. Narrated by Muslim. And Muslim also narrated from Abu Sa'id al-Khudri that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Idha buya ali khalifatain faqtulu al-akhara minhuma." If two caliphs are given the pledge of allegiance, kill the latter of them. This confirms the obligation of preserving the unity of the ummah and not allowing its division. Based on that, we in Hizb ut-Tahrir Wilayat Sudan call upon the sincere among the army officers and the people of power and protection to stop this heinous crime and to prevent America and all colonial states and their tools from implementing their disastrous plans in our country, and to support the great project of the Ummah by establishing the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of the prophethood, for it alone is the way out and the salvation. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِيشُ مِنْكُمْ فَسَيَرَى اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ فَتَمَسَّكُوا بِهَا وَعُضُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِذِ." For the one who lives among you will see much disagreement. So adhere to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided caliphs. Hold firmly to it and bite on it with your molars. Ibrahim Uthman, Abu Khalil, official spokesman of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Sudan.